my God. So I listen to myself read Purple Kisses and I'm like, cringy. I'm whispering. And I'm still whispering. It's just something I do naturally after 8 p.m. I'm just like, don't wake up the kids. And you know, I want to tell you something. One, I'm not home. And two, my kids sleep through the night and they sleep through anything. I mean, at this point, they're 6 and 7. Sleeping's not an issue, but it's still, ever since I was a kid, my mom actually, so at like 7:15, if I got too loud, because basically I'm an only child, if I got too loud, my mom would be like, it's after 8 o'clock. And I will always respond. It was me and my best friend. I would look at the clock and be like, Ma's only 7:15. And she'll be like, it's close enough. And then I just nap, you know, I just start lowering my voice. I tend to be pretty loud anyway. Like, I laugh loud. I talk loud. Unless I'm on the phone in a place where I shouldn't be, like at work. And then I'm whispering. My coworker, when I'm on the phone, she'll come up to me and she'll say, you always sound like you up to no good because I'm whispering. But I don't know. But guys, please, please bear with me when it comes to this reading out loud bit because I get so nervous. I could read anybody's anything, right? But me read my own work to other people is something that I need to work on. So stick it out with me. Yes, I just wrote that. I'm a singer. Anyway, so that's that on that. I am still frigging around with this stuff. Ooh, what's this? I'm looking at mail that doesn't belong to me. Anyway, I need to be focused. I have had such an emotionally intense week. Let's talk about this really quickly. Dating as a single mom. All right, so I'm sure my kid's father would not be happy to hear this. I love him dearly as, you know, my co-parent. And, we know, we support each other as much as we can. We're just not in a romantic relationship. So, once I decided that the relationship was over, I would start to kind of step out a little bit and see other people, but not for long. And that was difficult because I still was attached to my ex. But I didn't have anybody to watch the kids. And like, this might seem selfish. I'm not going to put the reasons why we broke up out there just yet because, you know, let's warm up to it, right? I don't want to just be like, listen, I am not a bad guy. He's a bad guy. And truth be told, I'm gonna try my best not to do that either. But when the time comes, I'll just tell it like it is and let whoever listen be the judge of that. But in this space, I was dating, even though we had not officially broken up, and it was okay. I was still getting invested in my feelings occasionally and then be like sitting around him sulking and being all upset. And he's like, what's wrong? And I'm just looking at him like, I hate it here. I hate it here. I want to be with my friend, my guy friend. But that was never really tangible. So as time progresses and I'm thinking, what can I do? You know, like now I'm done in that dating space because I realize that it's not possible for me to hold on to my kid's father and the other people. And actually I met someone that I really liked and we spent about a year together. In fact, whatever. But he said to me, like, I can't do this because I was honest with him. I tried different ways. Like, one was hiding it, then it was being honest, and then it was hiding it in the beginning and then being honest a couple months down the line. And it doesn't work out that way. We all have to find our way. We all have to find our space and figure out how it is as moms and dads do we start dating again when we're not happy in the relationship. So first step always is just in the relationship that you're in. But like I said, I didn't take that route. Either way, Now we're officially broken up. And even though we're officially broken up, I'm still having trouble, removing the tether between us. Because there was still like a certain level of guilt there for not being in the relationship anymore. So once I got past that, it was okay, so no marriage until your kids are in college, because I have two girls. There's no way I'm bringing a man around my kids. Okay. Is that realistic though? Like, what do you want as a woman? Is what I had to ask myself. I want to get laid. You feel me? I wanted to get some D. So the man doesn't have to be around my kids for me to get any D, to be clear. But things happen, you get caught up, and maybe you might want to introduce them and take it a step further. And I spoke to my coworker about it. I was like, my future husband isn't going to meet my kids until he puts a ring on my finger. And she's like, sis, but you got to know how he's going to interact with your kids. And I'm like, damn it, foiled again. So, all right, cool. Then I won't get serious with anybody. Because I still want the D. As busy as I am, as much things as I have to do, I always make time for the D. Now, to get to it though, because it's not like, as a woman, it's easy to find somebody that will bed you. But the question is, do you want to bed them? So, after a series of unfortunate events, which, we can get into another time, I managed to have several casual encounters. No children, seen like the guys never met my kids. They know I have them, whatever. But it was never serious. So it's just like maybe once, maybe twice, but never more than that. Fast forward, in this space of casual encounters, I'd already established that I'm not emotionally equipped as a single mom to date seriously because my kids are still little. And I don't know if y'all other moms know or think about it the way I have thought about it, but one kid is capable of asking you at least 500 questions a day. I have two of those. And I believe they utilize every single question. Every single question studies show kids are capable of asking. My kids have delivered. And they sound like the aliens from Pizza Planet. Now, I absolutely positively cannot be focused on my own feelings and emotions and help them and answer their questions and help them with homework and even want to really interact with them. I've already experienced that where I got caught up in some guy, and now I have to put my feelings aside so that I can be a mom. So that part of being a mom and being a woman, I haven't figured out how to connect the two so that they work in tandem versus separately. I have a hard time with that. So I decided that I would just keep it casual. Okay, that being said, now, here we are in November, and I find myself in a whirlwind romance. Guys, like, it happened so fast. The arc is crazy. November 6th, we were talking. November 9th, we met. November 14th, whatever. Long story short, by November 24th, we were in a relationship. We have since broken up as of last Friday, and I've been a mess because I didn't ask to be exclusive. I didn't ask for, do we ever? We're never looking for it. And I just knew, like, wow, this is happening so fast, and I feel so comfortable, and he's setting the tone. I'm not giving him any, I'm not saying, cut all these other women off, because let me tell you something. I joined OkCupid in October, and I paid 3 months up front. So when he said he wanted to get serious, I was like, I got 2 months left on OkCupid. I'm not sure I really want to do this. Are you sure you want to do this? Is what I said to him, because of course I didn't tell him, like, yo, I got two more months on OkCupid. I just met you. Like, so much other dick to be had and experienced. But he set the tone, he set the pace, and I was just like, you know what, okay, take a leap of faith. And when I tell you that leap of faith, I hit the ground so hard, it sucked the air out of me. I'm still trying to piece myself together, and I'm one of those people that I need, I'm struggling. That's really the end all to be all. As a mom, in this dating world, you have to figure out how to get the mom and the woman to coexist. And I haven't mastered it. And that's really what this is about. Me just kind of bleh. Like, just word vomit. Like, yo, I'm having a hard time, y'all. If anybody has any pointers, please be sure to hit me and let me know. Because what the hell? Like, what? 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 Also, I felt like, what's his point, right? Because now I'm hearing things like, oh, I'm a dog, man. I'm a dog. I can't help myself. I tried it. It didn't work. And when I tell you, this man made me feel so loved in such a short time, more than I had felt from my ex, my kid's father, in a long time. And I know he might be like, that might hurt his feelings and it's not intentional. I'm sorry. But the level of trust that was developed, like, he gave me his password to his phone. He gave me his location. He turned on his read receipts. I didn't ask for any of that. And I reciprocated. I couldn't even, like, when it came to my kid's father and his phone, his relationship with his phone was incredibly, like, it was stupid. And one, a relationship I had not ever experienced before. So for me to come back to what I feel like is a not normal, because we did move really fast, it was just like refreshing. It was really refreshing. But yo, really, my whole point is to say that dating as a mom is hard, and I literally will take all day to get myself together. And by the end of the day, I'm okay. By the end of every day, after I've muscled through work, after I've muscled through bringing the kids home from school, which is an hour drive, by the way, after I've muscled through conversations with my mother and polite conversation with my kid's father, I'm okay. And I have to muscle through all of that. Literally, like, okay, it's bedtime. Let's go to sleep. And I'm okay. I wake up and I'm sick all over again. There's this curve in my back that, you know, I can feel I'm slouching. My chin is practically touching the middle of my chest. And if I try to sit up straight, it hurts. My chest hurts. And my stomach has knots in it. And I'm like, fuck, I feel like shit again this morning. And so my homegirl is like, sis, that's heartache. And I'm like, in a month, I'm a thug. I don't have hearts. I don't do that. But I did it. And now I have to mom again. And I have to work again. And I have to just exist again. And I don't get it. I'm really struggling with that. And I know there's plenty of single women out here, single moms who are dating. If you have any tidbits, any pointers, anything, please shout them out to me, because short of desensitizing myself and short of cutting myself off to that, short of me hurting other men's feelings as a result of what this man has done to me, I don't know what to do. It's like, I feel like, and my sister started laughing, but I feel like if another man comes to me, even if it's my kid's father, and they say they want to get serious, I might tase him and tell him, like, watch your mouth, but don't verbally assault me this way. It's disrespectful. Because not here. I like to, anyway, just to wrap this up, because it's probably been like, this one's been a minute, because I can go on forever about dating and the difficulties I experienced as a single mom dating, it's really not even the time, because you find time when you want, right? When you really want something, it's not about the babysitter, it's not about the money for the babysitter, it's not about any of that. For me, it's about the emotional connection that you build with someone who isn't beholden to you. And so what happens when they leave, you're like, holy shit, I caught feelings and everything is falling apart, but I still have to be a great mom. Because, to be clear, there were time issues, right? But at the same time, there wasn't anything that I couldn't circumvent. There wasn't anything I couldn't figure out. The only thing that I cannot grapple is the emotional connection, where you're like, you have to listen to these little voices and you just kind of want to be alone with your feelings so that you can process them, put them where they belong, and move on with yourself. Because I know before I had kids, it was always like on to the next one. I think I am 32, and I think that I've only had three serious relationships, and I probably shouldn't even include, if I were to include this little month fling I had, it would be four serious relationships, and I just don't feel comfortable putting him in that category. But ooh, baby, I'm getting sleepy. But I'm not that girl. I do love love. I love being loved. I love catering to the man that I'm with. But I also know that when I fall hard. And having kids, I can't afford to fall alone. So, but again, if any of you ladies have, or fellas, have any suggestions as to how you conduct yourself as a single parent, I'm open to it. But anyway, that's that on that. I didn't run that long. It's been about 17 minutes. So I'm full enough to wrap this up. I want to thank you guys for listening and tuning in. If you made it this far, mwah, mwah, mwah. I sincerely appreciate you. Again, I am, it's a work in progress. I think, like, listening to the previous podcast, I can definitely use a new mic, something a little clearer with a little more noise cancellation. But as far as, I don't know. I'm gonna listen to this one too, and we'll see what happens. But again, thank you for listening. I don't even think I introduced myself in the beginning of the damn podcast. Oh, poo. Well, my name is Ravenna Black, author of Musings of a Jaded Romantic, mother of two. And this was your podcast, Mom Life Meets Bourbon. Thanks for listening. Bye.